What we're really doing in a roundabout way is trying to define the time of Jacob's trouble and the purpose of tribulation. As we've seen, the purpose of tribulation is not destructive, it's constructive. The purpose of tribulation is for God to get a wife and the marriage supper of the Lamb, as they call it. And secondly, it's to find the birthright, the lost birthright. Because until that birthright is found, if the birthright is lost, then we're done for. Our goose is cooked. Most people today believe that the birthright is lost and will never be recovered again. How do they believe that? Because they talk about the lost house of Israel, the lost tribes. Well, if they were lost, then so is the birthright, because the birthright was Joseph's. Scripture says that. And the fact is, Joseph was only lost to his brethren. God never lost Joseph, right? God knew where he was all along. But Joseph's life prophesied of the lost tribes of Israel until the day came at the end of Jacob's trouble when he would reveal himself to his brethren. And lo and behold, there he is. He's ruler over the household of Pharaoh in Egypt, which is picturing the world. And basically, he is fulfilling his calling as the birthright holder. So it's important that we know what is going on with Joseph in the world today. We need to know, where is lost Israel? Just like most people say that Judah, well, they focus most of their hopes on Judah. Of course, Jew is a shortened version of Judah. And they think that Judah is all it. But Judah provided the Messiah, and that was his calling. His calling was not the birthright. Judah never had the birthright in his possession. But when the Jews established the state of Israel, quote unquote, in 1948, basically, they were claiming to have the birthright, because they took upon themselves the name of Israel, which had been given to the sons of Joseph and not to Judah. So they basically claimed a birthright that was not theirs. In fact, there's even an organization, I think it's a Messianic Jewish organization, it's called the Birthright of Israel or something like that. And they claimed to have the birthright. They were never given the birthright. But anyway, it has pulled the wool over people's eyes so that people think that they know what's going on with Bible prophecy, because it's a sham, but it's a counterfeit.
Jews who call themselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they call themselves Israel. And there's where the problem is. They didn't call themselves. They have always known that they are not of the lost tribes of Israel. You can look at every one of their writings. Up until 1948, and probably even to the present day, in their synagogues, they have been praying to be reunited with their brethren of the lost tribes of Israel. I mean, they pray that all the time in their synagogues for thousands of years, and now suddenly they want to be Israel? Come on. Who are they trying to kid? Certainly not me. But so they know this pretty well, even if they find it politically and economically feasible to claim the birthright, because that's worth billions in foreign aid. But, you know, what people will do for a bit of money. But anyway, that's a different issue. I forget, have to look in blindness in part.
It's prophesied by Isaiah.
Yeah, right. It's prophesied in Isaiah that that Israel would be known by another name,
and that that those inhabitants of Jerusalem would take upon, that would surname themselves by the name of Israel. So it's been prophesied everything that's happened, so there's no, there shouldn't be any surprise of what's being done here. But if we really want to understand what God is doing in the earth today, and how these things and how prophecy is being fulfilled, we need to understand the basic difference between Judah and Joseph, or the difference between Judah and the house of Israel, because the house of Israel is not the house of Judah. They were split, and they were two separate nations, and they had two separate prophecies or promises. Judah has already fulfilled its prophecy in producing the Messiah. And now, in this second time around, what we call the second coming or the second work of Christ, he is coming to fulfill the birthright promise rather than the kingly line or the messianic line like he fulfilled 2,000 years ago. Two separate works, two different sets of prophecies to be fulfilled. And so when he comes on this white horse in Revelation 19, it says that his vesture is dipped in blood. Well, of course, Joseph's vesture was dipped in blood, right? Shown to his father. His father thought he was dead. So he's fulfilling a type of Joseph here, not of Judah. So he came the first time to establish his kingly line and establish his throne rights. The second time he comes to establish his birthright. There's two different types of work that he does in these so-called two comings of Christ.